Utility regulators in the state plan to open an investigation of a stalled proposal by Emera Maine to build and own a microgrid electricity generation project in Hamden. It's part of a $12 million plan in Maine and Canada to explore the potential of ultra-local renewable energy supplies. But just why the regulators are revisiting what had been a closed case is, for the moment, a mystery. Fred Bever has more.
Early this year, Emera proposed a $3 million project to install a solar array, a Tesla battery, and a backup generator to provide enough energy for its Hamden Operations Center, with a little left over to charge electric vehicles. It was part of a larger $12 million effort with Emera partners in Canada to investigate opportunities and challenges in the emerging field of small-scale electricity systems called microgrids. Tim Pease is Emera Maine's regulatory counsel. He says the project would allow the company to test complicated control systems needed to integrate the technologies and provide a model for other institutions, a hospital, for instance, or a municipality that are considering their own microgrids. And he says it ultimately would be a more cost-effective way to run the operations center.
We believe that we would be able to gain valuable hands-on experience with operating and integrating microgrids to meet our customer obligations, and also benefit our customers that may be thinking about these systems and how they are integrated.
Maine's investor-owned transmission utilities aren't generally allowed to own electricity generation assets like a solar array, but the law exempts projects that would allow utilities to own generation needed to run their operations efficiently. Emera argued to the Public Utilities Commission that the Hamden microgrid self-supply system would do just that. The state's public advocate initially supported the project, as did the Conservation Law Foundation. But another utility, the Holton Water Company, argued that it might give Emera Maine and its Canadian partners an unfair advantage in the rapidly changing energy marketplace. And the Public Utility Commission staff said Emera didn't provide enough information to support the legality of the plan. Barry Hobbins, the public advocate, says after seeing some of the filings, his agency dropped its support.
I don't think it was an intentional intent, but it didn't meet the requisite requirement of the statute that separates the transmission from the generation.
Emera withdrew its request back in August before a final ruling could be made. The case, says company counsel Tim Pease, was closed.
We looked at the probable outcome here and decided the best case was to put the project on pause.
Pease says the company decided to pursue a legislative solution instead, but this week the Public Utilities Commission posted a notice saying it would start a new investigation of, quote, information provided in the Hamden microgrid case. Commission officials had no comment, as is usual in their adjudicatory proceedings. Stakeholders say they are mystified. A little more insight should come next week, though, when the regulators will formally announce the parameters of their investigation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.